You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to the JRE review. The Joe Rogan Experience review for this week, MMA 45, Justin Wren. Justin Wren is a bad motherfucker. This guy raises money for the Pygmies in the Congo for a program called Fight for the Forgotten. And Joe has been supporting this organization through like Bitcoin donations and other things for some time, and I really appreciate it because it's such a fantastic thing. Basically, he's like, Justin is digging wells and working with teams to raise money to get clean water to a lot of people that cannot afford it. On top of that, he's an incredibly bad motherfucker, MMA fighter, all around jiu-jitsu wizard. He knows where to get great training and pushes it hard. Really fantastic and absolutely just an incredible dude. Really thoughtful, really calmly spoken, chilled, and one of the most accomplished jiu-jitsu guys around, and really a beast of a fighter. They get into it with the Conor Habib incident. So Joe and Justin start talking about that, and a big thing that they bring up is, like, you know, the dolly through the window incident. It's a controversial topic, right? It's exciting. It was wild, you know, but the UFC promoted that in their, like, promotion fights for that, the Khabib Conor fight, which is kind of controversial. You kind of think, what? I mean, they're certainly not going to promote Khabib jumping into the crowd and, like, kicking other people after the fight, you know? But they show this very illegal act that really kind of pushes it. And it makes sense that Khabib would be pissed off after Conor. How could he not be? He insulted Russia, he insulted a lot of things personally. This is what Conor does, though. Conor gets under your skin. He wants to throw you off. But Khabib wrestles bears, so good luck. And you know, Russians don't fuck around. Like, they're fucking hardcore. You know, the Irish are tough, and the Russians, they're fucking tough too, and there's a lot more of them. So, you know, I think everyone's got something to prove in this one. A good part of that night's fights was Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis is fucking hilarious. If you don't follow him on Instagram, Joe was talking about how great his Instagram is, and it really is very funny. He just puts up, like, hilarious shit and a lot of fights and other things. But, you know, when he won, and Joe was like, why are you taking your shorts off? And he's like, because my balls are hot. That's funny. That's fucking hilarious. And it was a huge win for him because the guy he was fighting was tough. Really tough. And he came back from a pretty awkward spot. Managed to smash him somehow. I don't know how he did that. You know? In a lot of ways. And when he talks about how that, you know, he goes, well, Donald Trump told me we can't have the Russians making us look bad after Putin. That's fucking funny. I mean, yeah, that's really very funny. Justin talks a lot about how he's trained kind of all over the world, trained with a lot of the best jiu-jitsu guys, and he had another buddy of his in there who was one of the first gold medalist winners for jiu-jitsu competitions, like back in the day, when mostly all the competitions were being won by, you know, Brazilians. Because Brazilians have really, like, owned the sport of jiu-jitsu. You know, I mean, they created it and they've been the best for so long. And for other people to kind of like work their way in is really impressive. And when you hear the way that these guys have sought out the best jiu-jitsu guys, worked their way in, made a name for themselves, kind of got respect from the Brazilians enough for them to open up and let them in and train and be a part of it. But God, when you hear about how the Brazilians train, you know, when they're talking about how rough they are, no headgear, they're fighting every day to the concussion, you know. I think it was like Shogun and Silva got into it over the price of a pit bull that Shogun was going to sell, and they had a fight over it, and Shogun got knocked out, completely clean knocked out, and Silva was just stood over him with a pit bull, just going, no, I'm not paying the amount, I get it for free. I guess that was the bet, but it's just wild. Wild to think that they get into it like this down there. Like, those guys are animals, and, you know, you have to respect it. And if you don't respect it, you have to say, yeah, well, I don't respect it because you get brain damage and that's not smart, but holy fuck, they're still tough. They are still tough. And to gain their respect and to be able to train with them and to learn the way these guys have just really speaks to, like, how tough they really are. So the organization that Justin works for, Fight for the Gun, the Cash App, which is a sponsor of Joe Rogan, donated $50,000 to them, just like have it. And I think other things have like matched it, and there were other donations, but I mean, 50 fucking grand is a ton of money for organizations like this. And it's just another thing that Joe's doing that, like, you know, Joe has the Cash App on his podcast as a sponsor to make him money. Let's be fair. But Joe being Joe, if he can find an angle that where they're going to give back to these other organizations or give some money to charity, he's going to do it because Joe likes that shit. He understands the importance of it and he sees it as, like, this is part of my net positive give back to, like, people and humanity. And it's beautiful stuff. It really is. You know, Joe even talks about when people say, have you ever thought of, like, building houses somewhere or doing this or doing that? And Joe makes a good point. He says, listen, this isn't really where I'm coming from. You know, I'm not about, you know, that it's not necessarily for me to build houses for people struggling or anything like that. His best give back, where he's most valuable, where he's giving the most, is to his podcast, to his listeners, bringing great guests on, doing these sorts of things. Another thing Justin Wren is doing, which is really valuable, is he works to end bullying. So he has an organization and working with some teams to end bullying, and comes up with some ideas. You know, they're showing the research says, don't just stand there and watch it. You know, if you're seeing bullying, to just, even if you disagree, just to stand there and do nothing doesn't help. Like, go in, you know, take the person being bullied under your wing, in a sense, invite him in. And make it clear to others that you're not turning your back on him. Because there's real problems with bullying out there. And Justin Wren sees it. And he's a real sweetheart of a guy. And, you know, it's just bullshit. I mean, in some way, we've all been bullied or bullied. I think that that's it exclusively. I don't think anyone gets away with either one at least one point in their time. In their life. And, you know, it's an important factor. A little bit of hazing at times is okay. Like, people need to toughen up sometimes. But bullying can be really tough. And it can really fuck with people. And I really like that he steps up to help so many other people. Justin Wren is really quickly becoming one of my favorite guests that goes on the Joe Rogan Experience. And I really like hearing him on there. And I love how much more his organization has done every time. And I really do hope he gets, you know, fighting again back in the UFC and really does some damage, because he's absolutely fantastic. But it's a great podcast. Check it out. So much good stuff in that one. I really am starting to like the MMA ones. I didn't know how I felt about those at first. Like, you know, they were entertaining, but, you know, I just thought, hold on, a whole podcast on MMA. But they're really evolving in their own way, and I enjoy those. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And, yeah, I'll keep it coming. We got plenty of other good stuff coming up. Cheers.